Well, here we are. Welcome to Ticket Stock Day 2.
Let's go.
At the Plano Event Center. Of course, the P1s that were here early all getting their ticket swag bag, which is great to see.
I think it worked. This place is packed already.
We get well underway. I see a lot of OU fans getting ready for Coach Switzer.
And I see a lot of Texas fans ready for DeMarvian Overshown.
Or two.
Or I see two. There's another horns up.
Or Peyton Yeager.
Yeah, that's true. They're probably here for PY.
Yeah, you never know.
It's hard to say.
Yeah, we just walked back there. Craig and I just walked back there and saw Coach Switzer. And he's very punctual, if nothing else.
Okay.
Yeah, he got here last night and spent the night in, at Hotel Zaza and then drove up here this morning. So he's
excellent.
He's ready to go, man.
Ready to roll.
Yeah, he's ready to go. Have you ever met him?
I have not, no.
It's a treat, if nothing else. he's on, man.
Few guys have more stories than Barry.
I thought I knew most of them, and he sat in there and told us a couple that I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I want to talk to him about that when he comes out.
Yeah, let's do it.
He,
you know, my dad played for him for a couple of years at OU when he was first there, when he took over for Fairbanks. My dad was at OU.
Really?
Yeah.
It's so weird, and he's not an OU fan.
How is that possible?
I think just to piss off my mom and dad, because growing up, it was all OU everything. And so when I could make my own choices, I was like, oh, yeah, well, I like Texas. Now what? And my dad was like, get out of the house.
Did your mom go there,
love
too?
You. Yeah, my mom and dad went. My mom's dad went. So
your dad played for him?
Yeah.
Yeah, like 70.
Barely.
But still.
Yeah, teams. He was. I'm trying to remember because my dad was a freshman the last year that freshmen were ineligible to play.
Yes.
So I can't remember if that was 71 or 72. And then the next year when he could play, Fairbanks left and Switzer came in.
Okay.
And the Selman brothers showed up.
Was your dad a defensive lineman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and so he didn't really play much once the Selman brothers got there. And I'm trying to remember, like, sophomore and junior, he only appeared maybe a handful of games combined. So
There's a 95% chance that Barry is going to remember your dad.
Okay, I'll ask him and see. I don't know. Maybe he does.
He remembers everyone. Did he recruit your dad?
No, he was Fairbanks recruited him.
Okay.
Yeah. Out of Plano.
God, that's crazy.
It is.
That is
it's
amazing.
Even crazier that you're not a fan.
I know I should be. I'm supposed to be. My mom and dad hate it, but, you know, sucks for them.
Wow. What about your kid? Does he know that grandpa played and all that?
Yeah. He does.
God, so badass.
So did your dad have OU memorabilia, like his helmet or anything around
the
house?
Still, for Texas OU every year, he wears his jersey that he had at OU.
Wow.
It's so funny.
That's
he barely
great.
Fits in it. But, yeah, it's kind of nuts. He's got a lot of old OU stuff. I mean, that's all over the house from, you know, they played the Sugar Bowl against Auburn that year. I think that was his freshman year. And he had I guess they gave him a watch for participation. He's got that. So he's got all this old from a couple of bowl games and stuff that they were in from back then.
Oh. Is he in the College Football Hall of Fame?
Shockingly, no, he isn't.
Does he have a football reference page? Can we see his stats?
I never looked up. I don't know.
So, you know, my dad went there and played in the 50s, and the same thing. Freshman couldn't play.
Yeah.
And he was there his freshman year, and then he got hurt his sophomore year, and then he hurt his shoulder. And I think when you got hurt back then in certain areas, that you would just show up at the doctor or the hospital and they would tell you, like, well, you can't play anymore.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing they could do technology-wise to get you going. And so, yeah, after a sophomore year, he was done.
Yeah.
There weren't a lot of orthopedic sports surgeons in the 1950s.
Well, I mean, look at it. Look at it in the 80s. If you tore your ACL, you were done.
Yeah.
Like, it was your career ended immediately.
Yeah.
If you came back, you were at 50% of what you were. And now ACLs.
Yeah, you're back in 9 months.
Yeah.
It's funny because my dad has this old, I guess, something that they would send out to recruits to show how great the OU football program was. And he's on the cover of it with a couple other dudes. And it was revolutionary because they were one of the first programs to have a gym that I don't even know what you know, where one side you can do a lat pull down and the other side you can do a row, and they're all three using it together, and they're like, oh, you, like, what? And to think that's the early 70s where that was, look at the great piece of weight equipment that we have. That now is in every single gym in America. There's 10 of them.
There was no weight room in the 50s.
Yeah.
No weight room.
That's incredible.
I didn't even know what they did.
It's crazy.
I mean, my dad was an end, and because that was a position back then, end. And he weighed about 155. He was 6'1", 155 when he got to school. And he said when he showed up with his parents his freshman year, they stayed. His parents stayed at some hotel with him before he checked into the athletic dorm. And they woke up and went to eat breakfast. And all these, what my grandma would say, men came down to eat breakfast. And she thought that all these people were freshmen in college that were getting ready to play. But what they were was, it was back when the NFL All-Stars, or the NFL, I can't remember what, was it the college national champion would play the pro?
It was the college All-Stars would play the NFL champ or Super Bowl champ.
Okay.
Really?
So, yes.
Yeah.
And
when
so,
was that?
Dude, up until the like 70s.
50s through the 70s or something like that.
Yeah. I know.
Wow. We need to bring that back.
Did
they get destroyed?
I don't even know how they played these games, but the guys that were walking down, the NFL was staying at this hotel where my dad and my grandparents were. And so, like, Art Donovan is walking down.
And she thought that's who your dad
was
going to
be. Yeah, and my dad was, like, 155, and she was like, she goes, you are not playing football here. We are leaving right now. Yeah, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
I want to say there was, and this may be me misremembering everything, but I think in the mid-70s, the Steelers were playing the college All-Star game, yeah. And there was a hurricane-like storm.
In Chicago.
Was that it?
Yeah.
That blew through and it canceled the game, and I don't think they played it again after that.
I think you're right about that. You may have the same memory I do. My Sports Illustrated, 1976, there was a picture of that, and I remember it because Joe Washington was in that game.
Yeah.
75. It was spring of 76, I guess. And it showed him in the huddle with the college All-Stars and some Steelers over here and just a swamp. They were playing in a downpour. And, yeah, they called the game and never played it again. I mean, but I guess the NFL players were like, well, we're not making any money. They're going to pay us an extra $500 or $1,000 to play in this game. Let's just do it. But they could not have been into that.
No. But, I mean, think about it now. We have this conversation all the time when Alabama was
mauled.
Well, I know. But, I mean, it's basically every first and second rounder is playing in this game against...
That'd be interesting.
Against the Eagles this year.
Yeah, but that'd be interesting.
And then I think they do it, or they did it in, like, August or something.
Yeah, maybe that's right.
Like, it was a preseason thing, but, I mean, it is the weirdest thing ever to see Terry Bradshaw and Franco Harris and Lynn Swann and John Stallworth and Joe Green lining up and trying... against these dudes and playing a whole game.
So these
and they had to do it.
These scores were closer than you would think, too.
Okay.
Other than the last one, the 1976 game, that was 24-0. The Steelers won. But other than that,
the Steelers.
The one before that, the Steelers beat the All Stars 21-14. So that was a 7-point game against
that
college kids.
Nuts.
14-3. 20-7. So these were all pretty close games.
Is there
games.
A Cowboy one in there? Like when
let's see. Yeah, the Cowboys played in 72. They won 20-7.
That is wild, man. But
I don't believe the All-Stars ever won a game.
Yeah, but if you're talking about if it's all the best players from all the best teams, and like you said, the first and second rounders, I think they'd be able to kind of even today at least keep it close. I don't think they'd win.
How about this? In 1963, the college All-Stars beat the Green Bay Packers 20-17.
Wow. Today, none of the college players would play because they'd be afraid of getting hurt.
Oh, my God.
Ruining their draft
status.
And
the pros wouldn't try because they're not getting paid extra or anything for it, so you couldn't do it.
What would you have to pay the Philadelphia Eagles to go out there and play against Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter?
$5 million a guy. And some of them still be like, nah, I'm good.
I think 500 grand, if you offered him 500 grand to play, and you have to play, like you have
there's
to
no
try.
Way. That wouldn't even move the needle for them. $500,000, some of them, sure.
Well, some of them.
I think Dan Campbell
would do it. Not like Jalen, yeah.
Yeah, but the guys that are good that make the Eagles good,
you know
they
who
wouldn't
would?
Play.
You know who would do it? Saquon.
I thought you said Satan. I was like, oh. Okay.
Saquon only makes $10 million or $500,000. He would do that.
And they would say they'd play hard, but none of the pros would actually play hard.
Right, yeah.
They'd go out and half-ass
it. It'd be a disaster.
Yeah.
Like, what would Mean Joe Green do to some center, like, looking at him like, oh, my God, what am I even doing here?
Wouldn't you love to go back and watch one of those games?
They've got to be out there. I'm telling you, that one, I think that one, the hurricane weather one, popped up on something in the last couple of years. Where I was like, oh, yeah. And that was the last one. And I wonder why, who stopped it? Was it the pros? Was it the college kids? You know, the ratings on that? The talk that we used to have when Bama was rolling.
Yeah, now, I think it'd be sky high.
We were like, oh, man, Bama could beat Carolina.
I bet 20, but, that'd be a huge, like, NFL playoff game type rating,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
Oh, it'd be monstrous.
Would college want that either? Because if Bama does play the Eagles, and the Eagles just...
Well, it's not Bama.
It's the All-Stars, right. And they just destroy them by 50 points. Does college football want that? Like, do they want their product to say, okay, yeah, we're inferior to this?
No, that college football wouldn't, but I bet the kids would be like, let's go, as cocky as they are.
Yeah. I don't think they'd get destroyed. If we're talking first and second round, like the best players that are about to go to the NFL anyway.
Yeah, but you're playing a team that is a team
that plays together
all the time, and you're just kind of ragtagging the other team with no preparation, really. I don't know how much they practice together. Or anything.
I mean, you could make a case that whoever it is, like take the Philadelphia Eagles. Maybe that's a bad example because they have actually good weapons. But you could make a case that the core groupings of position players for the college players, like the wide receivers, you may have five first-round draft picks at wide receiver, whereas the Eagles
have Ashton Jeanty at running back.
Right, Ashton Jeanty.
Yeah.
That would be really interesting.
Man.
And depending on who the team is, I mean, Jalen, I don't know what we think about him as a quarterback. You may have, like, Joe Burrow come out of college. Say what he had played and Jalen was the other quarterback. You may be, but damn, Joe Burrow is a better quarterback than the dude on the NFL team.
Yeah. I would be all in. That would be must-see TV if they ever did it.
Bring it back.
Okay, I don't even know. Are we supposed to go to a break?
I think we've got a few minutes, right?
A few minutes.
I don't know what. Did we miss a break?
Yeah, we're good. We just got started early.
Yeah, okay.
We didn't have a crosstalk because the show before us didn't understand.
Okay. Well, we got
they
about
were trying their best. It's
10
okay.
minutes until
it's
we
okay,
bring
Daddy.
Hey, take a stock.
Donnie's here. Donnie, dude.
How you guys doing?
I was worried about you.
Yes. Did all y'all get your swag bag and all that? Awesome.
Why did you say it like that?
It's not
swag.
It's not
what do you mean?
Swag.
Swag.
What do you put a C in there?
Swag?
Like a C-H. Yeah.
It's not swag.
No.
I've always said swag.
I have too.
You've always been an idiot.
Swag.
What is swag?
Do you know what
I've
it means?
I've always said swag.
It means swag.
It's stuff we
because
all get.
Because you don't have.
That's what swag stands
for. So it's swag.
And because
swag.
You don't have
Holy
any.
Holy crap, it's an acronym?
Yes.
You don't know.
I didn't know.
I didn't know it either.
It's
stuff
like NASA.
We all
go.
God,
you learn something new every day.
What's up with these guys?
Did you know
man?
That was an acronym?
Hell yeah, I did.
It's like
no,
NASCAR.
You
I did.
You did not.
Yeah,
you were
did.
Lying.
It's just like
oh,
NASCAR.
Did you know SCUBA is an acronym as well?
Did.
Yeah, that's cool.
What does it stand for?
Something I'm never going to do.
Self-contained. It stands for self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
What's NASCAR stand for?
National Association
Something
of Stock
I've
Car
never...
Auto Racing.
National what?
Association of Stock Car Auto
hey,
Racing.
Hey, did you know the NFL was an acronym?
Shut up. NASCAR is a word, though. Like it's a formed word.
Yeah,
like,
so is scuba.
Like swag.
Yeah.
Swag.
S. Did you think it was? If you had to spell it, how would you spell it? Before you just
S-C-H-W-A-G.
Yes, yes.
But what would the C-H?
Why would you? We didn't know it was an acronym.
No, that is wild, man. I didn't either. What else is
like
an acronym?
A nasty word.
Radar.
It
hey,
kind of does.
Look at
yeah.
my swag.
Really? Yeah. I don't know what it stands. What does radar stand for? It's an acronym.
Radio activated device of aerial retaliation.
That's exactly right. That was impressive to be made up like that.
I'm really good with acronyms. They're fun.
You know what? If you had told me that SWAG was an acronym, I wouldn't have guessed that. I would have guessed it was short for "you get all this stuff, so you have swagger."
That's what I thought.
Swagger.
You have swagger.
Swagger.
Hey,
that
Jews.
Team got off the plane with a lot of swagger.
Hey, Jews, can you stand up and show me your swagger again, please?
Swagger.
I need to have some swag.
You know what? You need to get all 250 bags of swag so you can have just a little bit. I'm kidding.
Man.
No, you're not.
But I'm not kidding.
But you're telling the truth, yeah, and I understand that.
I'm telling the truth. Man.
I'm like 100 years old, and I've said swag. Swag.
And you looked at us when we confronted you. Why did you say it like that?
All right. I didn't know.
So what was in the ticket swag bag? Anybody got theirs?
I didn't get one. I don't know.
Like a
magic eight ball?
A tumbler?
Oh, you got a tumbler.
A tumbler.
Wow.
I like tumblers.
Yeah. That's solid.
She unrolled that like she was doing something
tarot
else.
Tarot cards. Little koozie there. Okay.
Oh, what's on the cards?
Wait. I thought it was tarot cards.
Is it tarot or tarot?
Sorry. I've always said tarot. The vegetable is a caro, but these cards are tarot.
You know what? That makes sense with all your swagger. It makes sense. It does.
God, your command of the English language has been crucified in 5 minutes.
Man, what a great crowd today already.
Your poor
this
little
is a
girl.
Great Saturday.
I know. She's learning everything incorrectly.
Pass the caros.
That was amazing. Did you guys know that laser is an acronym?
What?
Yeah.
The word laser.
Here's another one.
I just looked it up.
Do you say GIF or JIF?
Do
we know yet?
Yeah, the guy who invented it said GIF.
GIF?
Yeah.
That's an acronym.
Yeah, sure is.
For what?
Graphic Informational Formatting.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, you are good at
Matt,
these.
Wait, yeah, what's laser?
So laser stands for
light. Something
it stands
refraction.
For
interface.
Lions and zebras are rare.
Zebras?
Bingo.
Laser?
It stands light amplification by stimulated emission of radiation.
Okay, that's dumb.
And how about care package?
Because L-A-S-E-R.
No.
Oh, I'm thinking, is the band with a Z?
You had an extra word.
Yeah. I'm thinking of the band laser.
I spell it that
light
way, too.
Light amplification by stimulated emission of radiation.
You had a B
by an O.
But when you look at a laser, it just looks like, okay, that's a laser.
Did you know that?
It looks like, boom, laser.
Care package, the CARE is an acronym. It originally originated from World War II, and the CARE stood for Cooperative for American Remittances to Europe.
See, that shouldn't be, because...
How nuts is that?
You had four.
Man, acronyms.
You had CF. That wouldn't make a word. That's not right.
I agree. You can't just
substitute
things.
If you have added words, you just can't select the words you want to chop off to make another word.
Laser, man.
I don't like that. And I'm not going to accept it.
There's also a bicycle helmet company that's L-A-Z-E-R.
That's right. And a band, too, right?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of first. Our band laser.
Thanks for listening.
He was looking up acronyms. Don't worry. Mm-hmm. He's plowing us with acronyms.
You want to beat me up or something? Why are you looking at me like that?
What was the lead singer's name?
I was just doing my own show.
Hamel. Hamel?
Yeah, he's German.
Hamel.
He sounds exactly like Miro Heiskanen.
Oh, really?
Even though Miro's not German, but they sound exactly alike.
Well, and the best bit that they had is they had a guy that had a crow on his shoulder that just sat, a dead crow that just sat there.
And they had a dude with a TV on his head,
right? Yes, a TV on his head.
That's all he did?
It's shocking that they're not still around.
All right.
They're not?
Maybe they are.
I don't think so. I don't think laser is still around anymore.
I'm going to say they are, in my mind.
All right.
Okay, why don't we take a break here? This is a really good time. And next, here on the stage with us at Ticket Stock, Coach Barry Switzer.
Yeah.